Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Colton Lockhead. He's the political reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Plus on the Power Pundit panel, Trey Abney, Marsha Burt Bigler, and Andy McKay. It's all coming up next on All New Nevada Newsmakers.
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology, like this electronic eye, that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome to the program Colton Lockhead. He's the political reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Pleasure to have you here.
Thanks for having me on.
Okay, so let's. There was a major piece over the weekend in the New York Times about Dean Heller.
Mm-hmm.
And in its portrayal, it seemed that it really wasn't taking into account Dean Heller's amount of time in office in the Silver State, his relationships with people across the state. And, you know, in almost every story we read about Dean Heller, it says most vulnerable. But when I interviewed Shelley Berkeley not too long ago, she said, an advice to Jackie Rosen, don't take Dean Heller for granted. What are you hearing as you talk to people?
You know, especially through a lot of the rural parts of the state, outside of Clark County, effectively, a lot of people still have a pretty high regard for him, especially the rural Republicans. They have always kind of gravitated towards him. He's kind of had that knack for, you know, when he needs to kind of go a little bit further to the right in a primary, he can do that, and then he brings them back in. It's kind of has been his kind of his go-to move through his entire political career out here in Nevada.
You know, of course, he is a rancher himself. He has his ranch in Smith Valley. I've talked to a lot of Republicans, and especially when Danny Tarkanian was still in the primary, and I asked them if they were going to switch because, you know, Dean Heller obviously at the beginning was a never-Trumper and then has, you know, evolved, as they say, over the period of time. But a lot of them said to me, you know, we're sticking with Dean. You know, we've always been with him, and we're going to stay with him.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of his... the advantage he has going forward right now is that he has, people have seen him on the ballot for in Nevada, you know, especially in the north or even statewide, you know, looking at his time as Secretary of State, you know, north in the north when he was running for Congress. They've seen him on there. He's been a very reliable Republican vote in his time in Congress and, you know, in the House and in the Senate. He's been a very reliable one for the right. He's occasionally gotten a couple of challengers, and he's always been able to fend them off.
Yes, it was interesting, you know, with Sharon Angle when he was in CD2 going after him, and it was a tough race, but he was still able to get through it with not too much in the way of a problem. Jackie Rosen is an unknown quantity, I think, as much in Clark County as she is in the rest of the state. What do you think of the advertising campaign so far as it lays out who she is and what's going to be, let's face it, one of the ugliest races in the country?
Right. Ugliest and more than likely one of the, if not the most expensive race in the country. It really reminds me a little bit of what she did in her CD3 race in 2016. Because even there, you know, she'd never run for political office, and really she wasn't a known commodity to anybody outside of, you know, down there. She was, I believe, the president of one of the local synagogues.
Which happened to be the one that Shelley Berkeley goes to.
Exactly. So she was known through a lot of the political circles, but was not known for being political in nature. That wasn't what she did. So it seems to be with her new ad campaign, it seems to be doing a very similar concept, whereas she was looking to introduce herself to people early on down there in the South. She's trying to introduce herself to the state because outside of, you know, Southern Nevada, not many people have heard of her. And that's, you know, going up against, again, somebody who has been on the ballot for a few decades now.
Right, 30 years.
30 years.
And in statewide office.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, going through statewide office, and she has, this will be her first time on the statewide ballot. What she has going for, in the question is now, in this current political environment, is what is more advantageous, having that political experience or being a newcomer with very little political baggage? We saw in 2016 that you don't really need any political experience to kind of take the win, whether it's in local congressional races or even at the top, at the presidential ticket, so...
Well, it's interesting, too, that, you know, obviously she's supported by Senator Reid, who has several members of Congress that he has supported or supporting. And do you foresee that that is going to become an election issue where people will try to tie her to Senator Reid?
I think they've already tried that. I think some of the groups, some of the outside groups, outside national Republican groups, have already been kind of pushing that. I think the NRSC has been pushing that narrative, and it's difficult to kind of separate herself because she was recruited into both the congressional race in 2016 and into the Senate race. She had some discussions with Senator Reid about those, so it is somebody that she has effectively been tied to, even though it's, again, it's not like she didn't work with him necessarily in politics, but it is somebody that she has been heavily associated with since the day she walked in.
One of the things that Shelley Berkeley complains about and takes responsibility for as well, which is always shocking for a politician, is that during her campaign for the U.S. Senate, that her campaign didn't allow her to be Shelley. And so there were a series of missteps in that campaign. And I personally feel that Shelley Berkeley would have played just fine in Northern Nevada, played fine in rural Nevada. She is a character. Do you feel that the campaign is just keeping the lid on Jackie Rosen at this point in time? Not too much in the way of media interviews. Most of it is done by press releases, and those press releases don't get much play.
I'm not so sure that they're necessarily trying to do that. I think just last week or 2 weeks ago, she was up here for a roundtable. I believe it was a Women in Tech roundtable. She's, ever since she got on the campaign trail in 2016, and she got in late into that race as well, she's been very open with being, you know, in the open and going to these events. I mean, they're very organized events. They're not, you know, just out stumping necessarily. But it is one thing that she's, I remember talking to Shelley Berkeley about this 2 years ago, and I remember Shelley basically described Jackie as one of the most natural people on the campaign trail.
She's very personable.
Very personable, very, people meet her, they come away feeling like she's very genuine, very kind. And I think that's, going back to the political ads, I think that's what she's trying to portray herself in these political ads. I also think that the fact is she hasn't, unlike Senator Heller, she didn't have that very strong challenge for the primary. I mean, Senator Heller was facing a very strong challenger in Danny Turkanian up until just a few weeks ago. So I think she had been effectively banking her time, getting ready to introduce herself to the rest of the state, and, you know, doing what you can to meet the millions of voters across the state.
All right, let's take a break. More with Colton Lockhead when we come back.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully Sports Bar, the dining car restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Yeah.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. We can save you money and add comfort and value to your home. To find out how, check out our new website. If you visit the site before June, you could win $1,000 cash in a random drawing. Just enter your name, Nevada zip code, and email, and you could be the lucky winner. Go to homeenergyexperts.com. That's homeenergyexperts.com. Must be 18 or older. The drawing will be held June 1st.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Colton Lockhead. He's the political reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Stephen Horsford, I think, surprised a lot of people, certainly surprised me, by leaving what appeared to be a very lucrative company position with his own company that was partnered with R&R Partners to run for CD4 again. There's been a lot of communication through Facebook and other social media, but I don't see him out stumping as much. I mean, he has done some events over the past weekend, but what's your take on that race and where he sits at this point in time? Is he the favorite?
I think it's hard to argue against him being the favorite, simply because he is the former incumbent. He did represent that district for 2 years. Some of the other notable challengers in there: State Senator Spearman, local principal John Anzalone down in Las Vegas. Some people that just maybe don't drive out quite the fundraising chops, or aren't able to, haven't shown the ability to really pull the fundraising that Mr. Horsford has been able to. Obviously, he's got the ties to R&R and his ties to various political campaigns back in the past. And it's a very crowded race. And I think, given the fact that there is so many different people, having a known commodity like a Mr. Horsford, having in that district again where people have seen that name before, even though, and he's probably been out of the game long enough now that a lot of the average voters, especially in Southern Nevada, either might not remember him, or some of the new people that moved into Las Vegas in the last 4 years or so may not have even necessarily recognized him, so they don't remember that 2014 loss as much.
And it's going to be interesting because, as you mentioned, it's a very crowded field, and the primary turnout is so low. It's going to be interesting to see if somebody who's a populist like Senator Spearman is able to make a dent in this.
Right, and I mean, she's made those dents in the state Senate when she first ran for state Senate, challenging, I believe it was John Lee for that state Senate seat. Very kind of a similar type of thing, a similar type of race where nobody was really giving her a ton of credit. She was known as the populist, looking to unseat a very, not necessarily a safe, but a very established Democrat in that seat, and primaried him and beat him. And so I think that gives her confidence going into a race like this.
And she's a great interview.
Yeah.
I mean, with a lot of people, you ask them a question, you get a one or two word answer. With Senator Spearman, you ask her a question, and 30 minutes later, she's done answering it.
And you get a very genuine answer from her as well.
Definitely do.
She's not shy about, where she stands on, numerous issues. And I think that gives her a good shot at connecting with voters, like you said, and especially a midterm primary. Voter turnout is likely to be very low. We've seen it
14-15% maybe?
If that, you know, we've seen it.
It's frightening.
It's very frightening. But you see some of these races where, and you've seen them in some of the recent primaries we've just had in other states, primary turnout just is just not there this year.
Susie Lee, obviously able to raise a huge amount of money. Has the message changed over the past 2 years, or is it still the same person that's running this time around?
It's pretty similar. I think at this point it's interesting to see her in a race where she's kind of considered more of the front runner. When she ran in CD4, it was a very tight race all the way up until Election Day between her, Lucy Flores, and Ruben Kuhn. That was a much more competitive race where they really tried to differentiate themselves. Now she has the ability to kind of stay very, I think, moderate. She has the ability to keep herself as that. I think the best way to say it is she knows she's the front runner now. She knows that she can just try to connect with the Democrats, and also now that Danny Tarkanian's in that race, she's really kind of shifting. Seems to be shifting some focus and kind of going that way, and kind of going after who is now probably the front runner in that race.
And what do you think of, you know, that matchup, or what are people telling you?
Tarkanian and Susie.
Yeah.
You know, that's it gives off kind of the aura of the 2016 matchup between Tarkanian and Rosen. Very similar political newcomer against Danny Tarkanian, who has, you know, ran in, I believe this will be his sixth election in the state since 2004, I believe, 2002. So I think you're going to see very similar messaging throughout. I think especially from the Democratic side, I think you're going to see a very, very similar approach to what they used in 2016. And from his perspective, I think he's really trying to connect with the Trump voters and
he is so connected to the Trump voters.
Yeah.
There is no daylight there.
And the question is whether or not they'll, what happens to those moderates in that district? Because that is a district that I believe, you know, Trump did carry, but is also one that Tarkanian ended up losing by, I believe, just about 2 points. So, you know, there's clearly at least a little bit of a disconnect there somewhere.
All right. One quick question here.
Mm-hmm.
Is this Sharon Angle's last hurrah, going after Mark Hamaday, and the chances being slim and none?
You would think so, but I think you could have said that when she challenged, I believe it was Joe Heck in 2016, in the primary for Senate. So you never know.
And that's where we have to leave it. Golden Lockhead, please come back soon.
Definitely.
Appreciate it. And he's based in Carson City now. We love it. We'll be right back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Are you a homeowner who's interested in remodeling or building a home? At Design Outdoor, we can show you how adding natural or manufactured masonry stone can add beauty and value to your home. And we refer only the best contractors. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
One of the most psychologically damaging things parents can do to children in divorce is disparage one another, which is why I can't believe I even have to make this commercial. Half of your kids' genetics come from this person you're spewing hate about. Your children have the right to love you both. But more than that, they deserve to love themselves.
Marilyn York might be a men's rights divorce attorney, but this is for every selfish parent. Shut up.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. And a lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids. But they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous, If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Trey Abney is here, managing partner with the Abney & Talkin Group. Marsha Burke Bigler is the Washoe County Commissioner, and she's already got me nervous. And yeah. Annie McKay is Executive Director of the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association. Pleasure to have you all here.
Thank you, Trey.
Let's start out with the Supreme Court striking down the law banning sports betting outside of Nevada. There's a lot of excitement across the country, but it's really not that big of an amount of money to the casinos.
No, it's not. I mean, the good thing for Nevada companies is they've always been based here, right? You've got sports books that have been here, they're established, so they'll know how to do the business. So I think you're going to see the casino companies, the sports betting companies already here make money. I'm not sure that all the other states are going to just, you know, get these windfalls into their budgets. But again, for companies based here, I think they'll just grow.
Your thoughts, Marcia?
I think it's going to be interesting because so much of it's going on anyway.
Right.
But it's going on illegally or behind the scenes.
What?
And so, I didn't say that. and so I think it's going to be interesting to see just how much it grows, the legal aspect of it grows through this whole process. And I agree. I don't see it's going to be that big of a windfall to other states. It might actually improve things here in Nevada a little bit, might raise some taxes here in Nevada, but probably not.
And Andy, aren't we with sports more event-driven here now than anything else? You know, so Super Bowl week, March Madness, all those kind of events.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, you know, don't forget, Las Vegas is the only place in the world that people will fly to watch sports on television. and in conjunction with that, they bet a lot of money. I think this is going to grow the pie a little bit, but the reality is they talk about, what, $150 billion of illegal sports betting a year, whatever the number is. That's the pools that we do during March Madness or, you know, betting on the World Series amongst your buddies or your office pools and all that. That's not going to go away.
Well, now what you're going to see, a lot of industries don't like having to conform with 50 different rules,
right.
You know, and now you're going to, you know, they're going to go to Congress and say, hey, we want a federal law governing this across all 50 states, and that'll be an interesting discussion.
You know what's funny about that is I remember interviewing Gary Loveman probably about 15 years ago, and he was complaining about all the rules. And then right after that, into all the 50 states, and then I interviewed the head of the Nevada Gaming Commission, and he said, I'm sure he doesn't have a problem with it.
It's all in your perspective.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, you know, what's interesting for Nevada too, I mean, and obviously Las Vegas is becoming such an incredible sports town and
right.
looking to expand even further. And I think the genius of that with Las Vegas has been like with the NFR, the National Finals Rodeo, that they've expanded this into a 10-day festival. And like Andy says, they're not necessarily going to the events. They're watching them on TV mm-hmm. in a big room that the hotels are putting on a party for. And maybe that's something that we in Northern Nevada should be looking to get in on as well.
Well, the other part about it that I think is interesting is the Supreme Court makes this decision that online betting is okay, and online gambling is okay, and yet how many years did it take us to get a professional sports team because, you know, this is a gambling state and there's clearly going to be something illegal going on, which is such a joke because it's so well controlled here.
Yeah, to say the least. And I think that what happened was a certain color popped up in front of the NFL, and it's called green.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well said.
Yeah.
Okay, so I wanted to talk about something else here that was very interesting, which was, you know, Las Vegas Review-Journal, obviously, over the last few years, has come under praise, criticism, depending on what side of the political spectrum you are, with the ownership of Sheldon Adelson. And there was quite a lot of heat being posted on social media because Miriam Adelson, Mr. Adelson's wife, had a front page editorial about a great day for Israel and for America and for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. From the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Isn't the bottom line that if you own the paper, you can pretty much do whatever you want to do with it, and it's up to your employees whether they want to go along with it or not?
Well, I mean, that's what happens, right? You had Hearst that would do the same thing. The owners of the New York Times get to spew all of their stuff all the time, too. I mean, that's the deal. And it doesn't matter so much anymore because you have a zillion different media outlets. If you don't like the Review-Journal, you can go online and read news from all over the world. So, I mean, that's how it goes. If you don't want to pay for the Review-Journal or like it, then don't do it.
Exactly right. They own the newspaper. They should be able to say what they want in the newspaper. That's their job. That's their business, if you will. I find it fascinating, though, that in this day and age, as long as you're saying something on the liberal side of the spectrum, you're okay. But when you say something on the conservative side of the spectrum, you're suddenly doing something really bad and something awful. I think a classic example of that is what's been going on with Trump. And trust me, I wish he didn't tweet also. But, you know, what this whole thing with him, with the leaks coming out of his White House and his staffer who said something, you know, about Senator McCain, of course what she said was stupid. But how many times has that happened in how many administrations? And no one has made a big deal about it. And I think that's exactly what we're seeing here with this article, the fighting about the article in the newspaper.
Well, and the other thing is, how quiet of a week is it in Washington, D.C.? For example, when Mark Amadei said on this program the rumor about Speaker Ryan resigning, it was Easter week. There was nothing going on in D.C. That thing went crazy. We had 10,000, literally, extra people come to the website.
Really?
That day. Because there was nothing going on in D.C. So that's not unusual, right, Andy?
No, not at all. And, you know, getting back to the, you hit a key word. It was an editorial. Editorials are in newspapers all the time. Okay, so it was on the front page. Big deal. It's much ado about nothing, in my humble opinion. And quite frankly, I mean, it's, make no mistake, it's a pretty big deal when the United States sides with Israel and says, we're going to put the embassy in Jerusalem because that's the capital.
Right.
Breaking news.
Yeah. Well, and I think the biggest part of that story is that every president has said this in recent decades.
Right, it should
and
be
Trump
done.
Is the first one to have done it.
Correct.
I'm going to hold you guys over for our next show, so stick around
sure.
And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
On our next broadcast, Federal Watermaster Chad Blanchard will be here. We'll see you next.